Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to the Cool Kids Lunch Table Podcast with PJ and Mike. Now find yourself a seat at their table.
Hey kids, I'm Mike.
I'm PJ.
And today we're going to be discussing our favorite action superhero cartoons from the 80s and 90s. And we're going to go down memory lane, so PJ, I'm really excited.
You know, superhero cartoons are right up my alley, so.
And we said action, because some of these aren't real, they're not from like a comic book or anything, but it might be a bit of a stretch, but we don't really know how to categorize.
Some of those shows, like, they were in that time period where there was all sorts of superhero shows, and then this was like mixed in the lineup.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, PJ, start us off with your childhood memory. What was the first superhero action cartoon you watched? I think I might know.
So the first one I think I've ever saw or watched is probably Super Friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I grew up always loving superheroes. And things like Batman the Animated Series, that didn't show up until like 92.
Yep.
So you were kind of like, you would put on Cartoon Network or whatever and watch whatever was on there. And at the time for superheroes, Super Friends was in syndication because that was, what, in the 70s, maybe early 80s? Mm-hmm. So by the time I started watching cartoons, they were still having that in syndication, showing reruns. Right. So Super Friends might be the first superhero cartoon I actually watched. And then of my era when I was like old enough to like appreciate them and know exact like it was for me, age, was probably Batman the Animated Series.
Well, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And just to, for the folks at home who are not familiar with Super Friends basically is the Justice League.
Yep.
Do we know why they called it the Super Friends?
You know what? I don't know why they called it the Super Friends. I think it was just to like maybe make keep it like
keep it friendly, I guess,
or
make it easy to understand.
Yeah,
I think for me, well, I just remember Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, man.
Yeah,
like I just remember that being the first like superhero action cartoon. That was like it. It came out in 87, and bam,
yeah,
you know, I was born in 85, so
perfect timing.
Time
yeah,
I was like 5 years old, 4 years old, like bam,
That's a. I mean, all-time great. I mean, the many times they bring that show back, it's never as good as the original.
Mm-hmm.
The only one that was maybe as good as the original or close was that first relaunch of it. I guess it was the late 90s, and it was a little darker, a little edgier, but it wasn't 3D like that is now or CGI.
It
was just more updated to be a little bit darker.
Mm-hmm.
Almost more of the tone of a Batman the Animated Series or whatever, but nothing could top the original Ninja Turtle cartoon.
Yeah, I liked about the original Ninja Turtles cartoon was like I just like the voice acting. You know, like I really liked everyone had like the voices. Everyone like I don't know something about it was so damn charming. I mean, I didn't have the best action sequences or even like animation really. You know, because I think like in the like 70s that animation had like that like. Trying to the right word, like almost like a paleness. It was like that G.I. Joe cheap looking that even like Transformers had like that look.
Yep.
It was like that low end animation. And then I'm sure we're gonna talk about Batman the Animated Series where it like changed the game. Because even though something is great, I'm sure we'll talk about X-Men,
the best music ever. Yeah.
I mean the animation of that show is a step above like G.I. Joe.
But it ain't great.
But I mean, Batman Animated Series
is
still looks amazing.
But you talk about the voice acting and stuff on like the Ninja Turtle cartoon. It goes back to who's on it. I mean, Raphael is Rob Paulsen. We had a whole episode where I talk about Rob Paulsen and how great he is.
Yep.
And again, his list includes like Wacko Warner and Yakko, not Wacko. He was Yakko.
Yeah.
But he's like a legit voice actor, one of the best of all time. Playing a Ninja Turtle, of course it's good.
Mm-hmm. What's got in your list, PJ?
Well, look, if we're going to jump right into some of the best 80s, 90s superhero cartoons, I could talk for hours about Batman the Animated
Series. I know,
we should
do a whole episode
about
that.
We really should, but, I mean, just to start off with that today, here's the thing. Batman the Animated Series, look, it's a cartoon, it's for kids, it's made for kids.
Right.
It didn't talk down to kids. It wasn't like when you watch like Super Friends for an example.
Yep.
It's like campy and cheesy. It's almost like the Adam West Batman like of cartoons, right? It's got that feel to it. But Batman the Animated Series, it had a great writing team.
Yeah.
They have an episode that won Emmys.
Mr. Freeze,
yeah.
Yep.
I forget the name of the episode now. I can't think of it. It's like Heart of Ice or something like
that. Yeah.
I mean, they won an Emmy for it because it's just beautifully written. Mm-hmm. It felt like, as a kid who read comic books, right? It didn't feel like they were making a joke of the comic books. It was treated so seriously. Bruce Timm as the...
Yes, that was his name.
He did the... Bruce Timm did the animation. He did the designs.
Yep.
I think he did some of the writing, too. And Paul Dini did a lot of the writing. And those are people that had a background in comic books, understood the character. The designs of those characters, they're perfect. I mean, the original, the first season, I think it's maybe the first two seasons,
right?
Batman had the blue cowl, the gray suit. He had the yellow.
Yep.
And then they changed it in the later seasons to all black and gray for Batman, and it had a more stylized look to it, which I actually like better.
Yep.
A lot of people disagree with that. I think the animation got smoother as when it switched to that format. The art style, the writing, the acting of Kevin Conroy as Batman and Mark Hamill as the Joker.
Forget about it.
I mean, they just, everything clicked on that show.
Mm-hmm.
They had other big name actors in there too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you had like, I think Tara Strong was in there. Yep. Did voices.
You had the guy who did, I know, can't think of his name, but he did Two-Face.
Yeah.
You know, the guy who did the Penguin. All those guys, you know, they're all very accomplished actors.
Yeah.
They're so damn, that whole show, I recommend, go on YouTube, and it's like the 30th anniversary of Batman the Animated Series, and just how they got that show made, how they hired, like, the casting.
Oh,
it's an amazing documentary. They talk about the music, obviously. Look, it was heavily influenced by Tim Burton, obviously.
Absolutely it
and
was.
The woman who did the soundtrack for it, she was like begging and you know, obviously she knocked it out of the park with it. And I mean, it is so good. I mean, even the opening credits is classic. I mean, it's an exceptional show. It stood the test of time.
It's fantastic to watch it now. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had Adam West on there in an episode as the Grey Ghost.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a lot of people. Arlene Sorkin was on there. Yep. She did
as Harley Quinn. And that show did. That was so amazing, like you said, is like they redid the origin story for Mr. Freeze. Now they based it off that. Before, I think he was like I don't know, he was like from the North Pole. I don't know what he was. You would know more than me. But that they based the storyline since then
on the cartoon because the cartoon was so great.
That show gave birth to Harley Quinn.
Yeah,
and now it's she's one of the
biggest.
She's probably the most popular character
in the world. Yeah,
yeah.
She's
like,
up there.
In terms of like, I think she's bigger than Wonder Woman. I think she's
absolutely
more. More popular than Catwoman.
Yeah, she's
a female.
She's actually transcended comic books and these cartoons and is part of pop culture now. Like people who don't know about characters still know who Harley Quinn is. I mean, they gave her own cartoon now.
Yeah.
But there are other like big name people that did voices. Like Ron Perlman was Clayface.
Yes.
He was in there. John Glover, I don't know if everyone knows who John Glover is. He was the voice of the Riddler. He was Lionel Luthor in Smallville.
Oh.
He was in Gremlins 2. He was in a bunch of things. He's an accomplished actor. I think he's an accomplished stage actor as well. He was the Riddler. They had... I don't remember who did the casting for it, for that show. I know Rena Romano, I believe her name was, did a lot of casting for a lot of DC cartoon movies. I don't know if she was involved in the casting for Batman the Animated Series, but whoever did the voice casting for for this show was on point. And then they had the movie, which to this day is still the best Batman movie.
Mask of the Phantasm
is great.
So damn good. It's and even how that was made, how they were going to originally just put it to TV, then they decided to make it
a movie. Yeah, and it's great.
It's amazing.
It's one of the best.
And one of my, I don't want to spoil anything about that. I don't want to spoil the storyline, but I got to spoil one of the jokes that I love because the Joker's in it. There's a part where Batman's fighting him, let's say in a warehouse.
Yeah.
Or like inside this warehouse, there's like a deli. And there's like a, and he's fighting him. And then Joker has a choice either pick a like a bat or like a long piece of like sausage links. And of course, he picks his son to like beat Batman's ass with it. But that, oh man, it is so good.
It really is.
So damn good.
And Mark Hamill, just the best voice ever.
One thing, of course, I want to segue into something else, which will go perfect. But one thing that always drove me nuts with the Batman the Animated Series was they changed Joker's like design. He went from like a regular clown. They made him almost like very like almost like black and white. Like yeah, his eyes were
that
dark.
Was,
like,
that was what I was saying when they changed the design.
I don't like that. No way, man. I want the OG.
So I like the newer designs for the characters.
Well, his
better.
Eyes was like more like just black.
Yeah. So they did this, it was around season 3, I think, when they changed the design style. I think they changed it because it was easier to animate.
All right.
So when you watch it, the animation on the first season or two was great. It's still great. But it's not as smooth. It's not as crisp. When they changed it, the animation actually got a little bit better. Because that's when Batman went from the blue
and
he had the gray.
But
and
the
they were
Joker,
more,
though, man, I really was a, like his... His face was more like sinister when it was more like colorful.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other one, it just looked like, you know, like almost lack of emotion.
Yeah.
Know? But,
no, that's a lot of people's complaint with the,
I
with the design.
I don't know why they did that with him, man. Yeah. I know there's videos and I can't remember why they specifically, maybe you said maybe because of cost. I don't know.
I think it was just for ease of animation, I think. Mm-hmm.
Could make sense.
Yeah.
But PJ, no one I think doesn't get enough love is actually Superman the Animated Series.
I love Superman the Animated Series.
No one talks about that series. In my opinion, it's besides Christopher Reeve's films, that's probably the definitive.
He's great. It was great.
That whole series is amazing. Yep. I don't know the actor's name who does the voice of Superman.
I believe it's Tim Daly.
Oh, there you go.
I think it's Tim Daly.
You're right.
From Wings.
You are right.
Yeah.
Yep. Great memory, PJ. But I love that show. That's how you do Superman. I don't like the Zack Snyder Superman. I don't like how all the Superman blow now. That was the perfect one because he kicks ass. He's still kind of like someone about him is like very kind of patriotic, but he beats ass. And that show, they do.
He's not overpowered either. He could get beat up.
Yeah, yeah. And like he always seems like just always challenged. You said.
Yeah.
I feel like in these movies, I never know what to do with this guy. In that cartoon, they nailed it. They had Metallo.
Metallo's great.
I love that guy. Yeah, Bizarro. You had a
Clancy Brown as Lex Luthor is the best voice.
Yep. You had a what was that villain, Mr. Mixoplex?
Yep.
That guy. You had what was. I think
their Bizarro was great. The Bizarro episodes are always good.
What's the name of the guy? He's like a biker. What's his name? He's like a
Lobo.
That's it.
And Lobo, I think, was Brad Garrett did the voice, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good memory.
Man. Yeah.
But I love that series. It does not get enough love. It should because it's excellent. And I feel like ever since those two, it gave birth to like the Justice League cartoon and all.
Do you remember they did
things.
The crossover where it was the world's finest and they did the Lex Luthor and Joker teamed up against Batman and Superman?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they took like, I think it was Lex's like his airplane thing and the Joker painted it into a giant smile.
Yep.
It was...
Yeah.
Bruce Wayne starts flirting with Lois Lane in it.
Yeah. And they try to like own each other.
Yeah.
You know, like he knows his identity and he looks through like the X-ray vision and then Batman gets back at him for like putting a tracer on. You know what I mean? Like that kind of like petty crap competitiveness.
That was great.
So good. Yeah. But Superman the Animated Series does not get enough love.
I don't know why. No, it doesn't. It's just as good.
And they need to take that tone and make it into a film. Because if you do that, you're good to
go. I think James Gunn is going for a more lighthearted take. So it might
It might
have some of that.
The love of God, right.
we don't need another brooding Superman. Although I did think Henry Cavill was a great Superman.
No, he's a great Superman. Those are not great movies, though.
Yeah.
He's great.
Man of Steel, I still love Man of Steel. But we took a nosedive after that. I think Man of Steel was a great origin movie.
I don't know. That's for another episode. Yeah.
There were parts of that movie, but were odd choices. But overall, I do love that movie. Anyway, but yes, I agree. Superman the Animated Series, arguably just as good, if not better, than Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah.
But it doesn't get spoken about as much because it came out after.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like the little brother.
Yep.
But it's really freaking good.
There was an episode of Batman the Animated Series. It was one of the later episodes. So Robin was Tim Drake at this point.
Yep.
And Batman goes missing. And there's crime in Gotham. And Robin is struggling to fight it because he's just a kid. Yeah. And Superman goes to Gotham. I forget exactly how he gets there. So they dress Superman up as Batman.
Yes.
And apparently one of Superman's powers is he can manipulate his his vocal cords or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so he sounds like Batman, and he goes to fight the villains, and he can't, you know, he's used to flying.
Yeah.
So he can't use the grappling hook. He doesn't know what he's doing. Yes. But there's a point where he fights Bane, and like Bane punches him and like breaks his hand or whatever.
Yes.
And I love that episode. I think that episode is great.
Yeah, I think something squishes him, like something. Yeah. Like a building falls on top.
And he just like lifts it up.
And all the villains are like, "How is this guy possible?"
Yeah.
I saw another one. I saw a clip on like Instagram or something, which it's like it's one of the Justice League movies animated, and they switch places.
Yep.
And like, Superman is actually wearing like the Batman outfit, and then like he reveals he pulls his mask off, but Batman is wearing a Superman outfit, and when he's wearing a Clark Kent mask, apparently, you know, or Superman's face.
Right.
When he pulls the mask off, he's wearing the Batman mask. That's underneath. Amazing. but it's so good. But yeah, I love those cartoons. PJ, what else you got in your list?
So, the one I was saying earlier when I said they're not all going to be exactly superheroes is the one I have on my list is the Gargoyles.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So Gargoyles, I believe, was on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the, the station it was on.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially they're gargoyles that, you know, they turned to stone and they were in a castle in like Scotland or whatever. And they move that castle to New York City.
Yes.
Right? That was for whatever reason someone buys it. So now the castle is like rebuilt and the gargoyles now awaken. But instead of being in like old timey Scotland and where there's these castles, they're in Manhattan.
Right, right, right.
And all of the gargoyles, with the exception, I think, of Goliath, I think they're all named after streets in the city. Like there's Lexington.
Yes.
There's, I forget all their name, Bronx. A lot, there might be a couple that weren't named after, but a lot of them are named after the streets.
Mm-hmm.
The animation on that, super crisp, super clean. Again, this is a show that had a lot of good voice actors on it.
Yeah.
I think they want to redo it. They always threaten to remake it or make it into a live action movie.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the writers for that show came from Batman, the animated series.
Oh.
I think some of the animators and design people came from Batman, the animated series also. I think there's a lot of action. I think it has almost a Shakespearean quality to the writing.
Yes, I can see that.
I love that show. I
never got into it. Like, who was the villain? Did they fight anyone? Who did they just fight?
They did. They had a villain.
Was this the man just hanging around, like, just coping with being statues?
I think there was I forget the villain who it was. It's been so long. But basically, I think it was someone that wanted to, like, they always had to stay hidden.
Yes.
They were trying to hide from whoever the villain was because they didn't want to, like, have their powers used for evil or whatever. But they also fought crime and stuff in there, too, just, like, protecting the city.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, I just think it was so good. I can't think of the villain's name. There was a main villain, but it was such a good show. I don't know if Bruce Timm was involved in it, but I do think that animation studio was part of the designs. If you look at the designs of of Goliath, he has the same sort of blocky, square jaw look that the animated series, Batman, the animated series.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Thinking about it now. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just going to go to, I'll go to this one. I'll just do this ramble of Disney ones. So, Disney Afternoon. I loved Darkwing Duck.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it was almost like I watched this documentary about Darkwing Duck the other day. It was amazing. It was like a retrospect on it. So they were supposed to make a show, based off. So there's an episode of DuckTales called like 00 Duck.
Yep.
And they wanted to make a series basically like a James Bond Duck, but there was like the people who own James Bond, like, you can't do 00 Duck, you know?
Right.
So they were like, what could we do? And long story short, someone's like, how we make, like, basically this, basically like a,
like a Batman.
Batman Duck, or what's that one that's like a, oh my God, I can't think of the name. It's like a, oh my God, I think it's like a Frank Miller one. He's like running
around. Like Daredevil?
No. He's like a, he wears like a fedora and all that kind of stuff. They made a movie. Wasn't that good?
The Spirit?
That's it. Okay. That's what they wanted.
That's Will Eisner's The Spirit. Yeah.
And they wanted to do like kind of have that vibe from that era. Right. So, but anyway, Darkwing Duck, so good. And like I think what makes a hero is his villains. I mean, my God.
Oh my God, the best villains.
Man, he had what?
Negaduck?
Negaduck.
Steelbeak?
Steelbeak, Bushroot.
The rat that had the electric powers, whose name I can't think
of. Yeah, it was like a hydro dog, a water dog, something like that. But we had Lawrence Pad McQuack, you know.
As a sidekick?
Yes, and he flew like the duck wing, which was like a
it was like plane. A giant, yeah, but it was like the bat wing, but the duck wing, but it was a giant beak.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But he liked the motorcycle too. I had the plane, but I never got, I always wanted the motorcycle in terms of the toys, but that was a great show. It still holds up. You know, in Disney, when they had the Disney Afternoon, and they still kind of do this thing now with their, like, live-action shows, they only do something for, like, 50 episodes, and they can't, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So, like the only time they ever kind of broke those rules, I think, was with Darkwing Duck, because it was so shit. I think it did, like, 3 seasons.
Yeah, it had 3 or 4 seasons of Darkwing Duck.
But, like, something like Tailspin, I also want to talk about, which is, like, an action show,
mm-hmm.
where they flew all like that. I love that plane, the Sea Duck and all that stuff.
I have issues with that show.
I love that show.
I have issues with it. I'll get into it if we talk about it later.
Right. But DuckTales 2 was, like, they only did it for, like, maybe 1.5 seasons.
Yeah.
They were very, like, we're going to spend all our money making this. It was kind of like, you know, unless the show was exceptionally popular. Like, they did Hannah Montana. And the other one with Selena Gomez,
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah.
They're bringing that back.
Wow, those are the only. Is she going to act in it?
She's supposed to be in 1 or 2 episodes.
Wow,
yeah.
But those shows were the same thing. Like Disney had, like, the Sweet Life of being on a boat, whatever.
Yeah.
With all those kids, whatever that Drake and Josh, everything was like a limited. That's what they think. Like,
yeah.
Just take it for the high and then dump it. You know, don't wait till it to die.
They did that with the reboot when they had Girl Meets World instead of Boy Meets World. It was like a handful of seasons. It was over.
Yeah, that's it. Yep. And they did the same thing with their animation. Mm-hmm. But Darkwing Duck, Tailspin, and Gargoyles was great.
The Disney cartoons, I mean, they put money into them, so they always look great. They had great voices. But they had, like, Disney had, like, a cast already built in, right?
Yeah.
Because they already have animated movies and they were using some of those voices. Like Jim Cummings is the voice of Darkwing Duck. That's Winnie the Pooh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, they had top name people, high quality voice actors. So they already had a great cast that they knew could deliver with the voice acting. And they're Disney, so they knew they could deliver with the animation.
Mm-hmm.
So you were guaranteed a good show because how is Disney going to... In that era, the early 90s, how was Disney going to screw up anything animated?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Darkwing Duck is one of the best shows of all time. Yeah,
so good. And the comedy's right in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It kind of, his comedy and that show reminds me a lot of, I'm not sure when Home Improvement came out, but I feel like they have like the same kind of vibe because he was like a dad in it who was kind of like, very passionate about what he did. He was kind of like a knucklehead, you know, like Tim Allen always got himself blown up.
Yep. And he was the same way. He was always like a calamity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He was, I think his secret identity was Drake Mallard.
Yes.
It was Drake Mallard.
And at the same time, he's also like kind of narcissistic. He always wanted his photo like on the front page of the newspaper. Like if he caught a villain, he wanted to have his picture taken, like them like hanging off from like a street pole, you know, but oh man, such a great
It was
a great character.
Show. It was everything about that show is fantastic. I have some Darkwing stuff in the store. I just think I think for people that like comic books, there wasn't a lot of comic book material out there. You had your Batman the Animated Series, you had like your X-Men cartoon. Yeah. There wasn't a plethora of superhero stuff out there. So even though that wasn't a comic book at the time, it's still played into people who liked comic books. They gave them something else to watch.
Yes.
It was really good. They did bring it back in the reboot of the DuckTales recently.
Mm.
And he wasn't a superhero so much as Darkwing Duck was a movie in that universe. So they would, you know, they didn't have like as a superhero. They went to watch the movie.
Right.
He was like a character in that universe. But they said they might make another Darkwing Duck series because of that. I don't know if it's still going to happen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it's a character that they still, you know, make new material of. There's plenty of comic books of Darkwing Duck. There's a book out now, just started maybe a couple of months ago, called The Justice Ducks. And it's Darkwing Duck. It's
Gizmo Duck.
I can't think of her name. She's like the witch duck.
Yes, with the black hair.
With the black hair.
She's like a strong accent.
Yeah. Like, she's in it, and they're the Justice Ducks. They fight villains.
Right.
And they're just a bunch of ducks. They're the Justice League, is essentially what it is. So Disney is still using that character.
So they merged those two universes, Duckburg and I don't know where, he lives, Dark. I can't remember.
But I can't remember where he lived.
Because I know in the Darkwing Duck cartoon, Launchpad had no connection with, like, Uncle Scrooge and all that crap. I think he was, like, his own guy. Yeah, yep. You know? He was looking for hire. Mm-hmm. One of my other favorite shows, and going back to, you know, I'll do three. Is that okay, PJ? I do three comic cartoons in a row?
Sure.
Okay, and we need your permission. So
yeah.
I want to talk about this one first. I love the Spider-Man 1994
series. Oh, my God.
And I think we think about Kevin Conroy being the voice of Batman and Mark Hamill being the voice of Joker. Christopher Daniel Barnes is the voice of Spider-Man.
Yep.
I love that guy's voice. People always talk about, you know, Tobey Maguire and Tom Holland, all those dudes.
No, that cartoon
But that
is...
guy, when I read a comic, that's it's that voice. Man's voice. Yep. He is the best.
Yep.
I think that's still the best definitive version of, really, in my mind, how Peter Parker really talks and thinks and makes his jokes and quips. Because I feel like the movies never really perfectly have nailed
No, they haven't.
They never nailed the perfect harmony of Peter Parker and Spider-Man.
No, they haven't, because the best Spider-Man in the movies who has the quips and the joking is Andrew Garfield. He's the only one that really had that.
Yes, I
agree
with
that. But
his
Peter Parker wasn't that great. And then I guess the best Peter Parker is maybe Tobey Maguire.
Yep, I like him
I think his Peter Parker, kind of down on his luck, nerdy, I think he gets that right.
Yep.
And then Tom Holland is kind of close to being merged, but he's not the best.
I don't like. He's too childish for me.
Yeah.
I feel like he's going like, oh, Mr. Stark, and like, you know, I understand he's a high school student, I get it, but he's almost too, I feel like he's like really like an eighth grader body.
Yeah,
like, he's really like too, he's just way too.
But the cartoon, and there have been tons of Spider-Man cartoons, but that 90s one is definitely
the
best.
It's so good. And you had the theme song by Aerosmith, you know, Spider-Man, you know, with Joe Perry playing on there. But I love that series. I thought it was just amazing. And I think we talked about this before, how, like, they needed to cut down on the violence, so all the cops shoot laser beams instead of guns.
Yep.
Even though you're getting, like, Spider-Man crushed to death by a huge fat man of Kingpin crushing him.
It was a great, the thing about that, and along with that, Spider-Man is the X-Men from the 90s,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's what I was going
to
talk about.
Because they were like a twofer. You got to watch them back to back.
Right.
I've been reading comics forever, right? But there are times in my mind that the definitive version of some of these characters aren't from the comics. It's from those two cartoons.
Yep, yep.
I mean, the Spider-Man, like you said, the voice of Spider-Man in the cartoon.
So good.
I don't know who does the voice of Wolverine or Gambit in those cartoons. But you don't read an X-Men comic book and not hear that Gambit or that Wolverine.
Yeah. Just the making of that show was amazing, too. Like, you can find these on YouTube, people. Just, they're so amazing. So when they were making X-Men, and they needed to get actors. It was, I think it was drawn in, like, in Canada, or like they had to do the voice acting. But they actually got Shakespearean people to come in.
Really?
Yeah, actors. Like, people who did, like, let's say there's a theater down the block. They got them. Because the show was supposed to, like,
I didn't know that.
It was a lot of, like, the documentary's amazing. But they got these people, and that's why they all have that kind of like bravado. Like Magneto has that kind of thing, and everyone's kind of. But yeah, they're all like these Shakespearean trained dudes, you know, and women.
And they
had no clue that what X-Men was. They're just getting it was a job, and the character sounds like this.
Because the guy who does Gambit, I mean, my God, you couldn't have asked for a better actor.
So damn charming, and
really
cool,
is.
You know,
I think Gambit. Gambit's my favorite X-Men.
Really? I didn't know that.
Gambit's my favorite, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I generally hate the X-Men, other than that
cartoon.
I
know you're telling me
that,
yeah.
I do not like the X-Men, but
Gambit.
Do you
like Wolverine, though? You like Wolverine?
I accept that he exists and he's popular. I don't dislike him, but he's not.
Oh, I love the voice actor Wolverine.
In the show, he's great. The comic books, I don't love the X-Men. But Gambit is actually my favorite Marvel character. I just think he's a great character. But that guy's voice on that show, I mean, oh, my God. Like, you just.
I know.
So good. And they've done very little with Gambit in cartoons and movies outside of that show. I always feel like it's because they know they can't be as good as that guy.
That, I'm really astonished they haven't made, like, him a big character in the movie. Because, like, look, Gambit is someone who's handsome. You get some good-looking dude to do it.
You
know what I mean? He's got the charm. That's like, he's like a, he could be like the next Loki. I mean, I know Loki's more of a villain. But like,
someone
who could be like, or like Aquaman, you get a handsome guy.
Yeah.
I mean, Gambit is right there, man. He can really be.
I don't know. They were supposed to be Channing Tatum,
you know,
but that fell through. And I don't see him as Gambit.
No, he was
the guy who wanted it. But I don't know how they haven't done
like
that
a
either.
Young Benicio del Toro. I mean, I know he's Spanish, I feel like his face. He's got the.
There's
trunk.
Not many Cajun actors out there that I'm aware of, but
you know, but
those two shows, that Spider-Man cartoon, that X-Men cartoon, was like a a 1-2 punch because they went on back to back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there were so many good episodes of both of those shows.
Oh, my Lord.
Do you remember the X-Men cartoon when they were like on that island and they had the like those things around their neck, the collars that took away their powers? Yes. And they couldn't get through. And,
yep, yep, yep.
Oh, my God. I mean, there were so many memorable episodes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Beast showed up in like the first episode. He gets locked away. We don't see him again. Like the rest of the series, every so often they visit him in prison. I never understood why they did that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
There'd be like one-off episodes where there'd be Colossus, but he was never really part of the team. You didn't get to spend a lot of time with him.
Yeah.
This is just too many X-Men to have, so they only had the core ones. But I always loved when they'd have an episode with like,
yes,
here's our friend Colossus that showed up for today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. PJ, you would definitely know. Was Jubilee made specifically for that show,
or
she was around.
She was around somewhere in the store, floating around as the first appearance of Jubilee. I believe it's the late 80s.
I always hated her character, man.
Jubilation Lee, you hate Jubilee?
Yeah, I do.
I hate Jubilee.
I felt like in the show she was always just like I guess as I got older, I learned like you got to have like the kid in the show so you could put yourself in her shoes, like you're a part of the team.
Yeah,
you know, kind of thing. Which is very Spielberg. I call that very Spielbergian. He always does that in movies. But, I did not like her character.
Well, she was in, I believe, in the comics, Generation X, I think, was her thing. Was she debuted in 1989, so way before the...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was the late 80s. It was either 88 or 89.
What's her power? Shooting sparkles?
Basically fireworks, essentially. Blast someone with a firework, I'm sure it's going to hurt.
Right.
But she was, like, a younger generation of mutants, right? So they had already had, like... you know, the X-Men were, at that point, had been around for like a million years. They weren't, you could only so long have these people being students in like a school, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they kind of like age up. And then Jubilee was introduced with some other heroes as part of Generation X, which is like the younger kids in school again.
Right.
As the X-Men are now older, more adults, they're fighting crime, they're doing their thing. The newer people in the school, right, the newer mutants, that was where she sort of fit in. And that's how they used her in the show.
Right.
Was essentially a younger, you know, a younger student to, like you said, that's why they introduced her to be a kid. In the movies, instead of using Jubilee in that role, they use Rogue. Because Rogue in the cartoon, she's an adult, she's with Gambit, that's the way it's supposed to be. In the movies, they gave Rogue that character of being younger and...
Yeah,
you know, onto Wolverine.
I enjoyed that. There's a separate note. Maybe we'll do a whole X-Men episode, PJ. But I was always upset when they kind of just erased her Rogue from the films because they made Mystique, you know, like the main thing. She can only take on your appearance. She doesn't take your powers. So like, I wouldn't understand why the hell would like. In the movie, like Days of Future Past, this is she has the genetics that we need to make the I can't think of the robots, the Sentinels.
The Sentinels, yeah.
Yeah. Like, wouldn't Rogue be the person to steal from?
He was, right? You know, all those powers.
Would you
want
to base it off her, you know? Or was it The Last Stand, that kid who took your powers away?
So the problem they had with the X-Men movies is with Rogue. This is a sidebar because we're supposed to be talking about cartoons, but... In the way Rogue gets her powers, her powers, Rogue, is she just touches you and steals your life, right? Like, she drains you of, and you die. Or if you're a mutant, though, she also gets your abilities for a limited amount of time.
Yeah.
What happened in the comics is Captain Marvel, or she was Ms. Marvel at the time, Carol Danvers, you've seen the movies. Yep. She sucks away her powers. They get into a fight or whatever, And that's how she gets the super strength, the flight. Rogue didn't originally have that. She was just touched you and that's it. You couldn't touch her. In the movies, they had no way to get her those powers because those aren't her powers.
Right.
And they couldn't cross over at that time because Fox had the rights to the X-Men movies and they didn't have the rights to use Carol Danvers.
Makes sense.
So they couldn't give her all those powers, which made her kind of like... Kind of useless. Like, what are you going to do in this movie? You have nothing other than you can't touch
people. She's
really
like a plot device for Maggie.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. That's kind of what happened with
but
those
But I still
movies.
Enjoyed her character. I liked it.
I like Anna
like
Paquin.
She was like a kid. She was like a kid. Yeah. You know? She was like a different type of mutant.
I like Anna Paquin. Mm-hmm. I don't mind. Sookie Stackhouse.
Yeah.
From True Blood. I don't mind.
But I want to talk about this one real quick. There's actually only 5 episodes, PJ. Swamp Thing.
Oh, I used to watch that show. I had the VHS.
Yeah, and I used to love the toys. I had the toys where, like, you would actually put it in
the
water.
Yeah, and you change colors. Yeah, you put it in, like, the freezer, and
Yeah, but it was only five. And that whole thing was definitely made to make toys. They're, like, driving around in these machines that are, like...
They were all in, like...
everyone had a vehicle.
Everyone had, like a Jeep.
Yeah, everyone had a vehicle, some kind of, like, a hovercraft, you know, for the swamp. But yeah, I enjoyed it. The cartoon is not great, but
I still love it. Yeah, watch it anyway. It's probably on YouTube, but I used to like the song for that because it was Wild Thing, only it was Swamp Thing.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
I love Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing's a great character. That cartoon is not the Swamp Thing anyone who reads comics knows. They definitely made it for kids. And we've spoken about that too. How a lot of these cartoons take adult-themed comic books and then, like, the Turtles or, you know, they make it for kids. That show is nothing like the original, but the original version of the character. Swamp Thing in general is great, though.
Yeah,
I
always loved it. Remember the movie? It was, like, very cheesy. I think it came out.
That'd be the 80s also, right? Early 80s, mid-80s?
Yeah, I wrote it down. Did you know, where is it? Where's my notes on that? Anyway.
Dr. Alex Holland.
Did you know the movie Swamp Thing was directed by Wes Craven?
Yeah, I think I did know that. The original the sequels.
Yeah, 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 the OG, yeah. But I always remember, like, I think, like I said, maybe my memory might be off, but maybe I think his love interest was very pretty. I think it was maybe Heather Locklear. I could be wrong. But she was a very pretty girl, you know, that, you know, Swamp Thing, you know, then she comes back to, like, me, and I'm like, oh, my God, what happened to you kind of thing, but... Yeah, I love that cartoon. Five episodes, but five great episodes.
Oh yeah,
in my mind, and
it was so that cartoon is just so funny when you watch it now. Like,
it's on YouTube. Someone watch them all on there.
You watch it and you're like, I can't believe they made this into a show. What am I watching?
I know.
All the villains are like mutated characters that like. Yep. Fell into the same swamp that he fell in.
They live like in a castle. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anton Arcane is the villain.
Yes.
But the way they would say their name, Arcane, like it was just like.
Yep. Yep. They probably recorded all those episodes in a day.
Oh, yeah. Anton Arcane was the villain. Swamp Thing was Dr. Alec Holland. He becomes Swamp Thing. He falls into the whatever. And he comes out as Swamp Thing. And then. Abigail Arcane was that his girlfriend or the love interest or whatever? Yeah. She was the girl in the show.
Mm-hmm. PJ, did Swamp Thing and Poison Ivy ever like hook up?
No.
Oh, too bad. I can picture them like, you know. Swamp baby.
The thing about Swamp Thing, I mean, we could have an episode on Swamp Thing, is it's not like the cartoon, the movies where he's the person.
Right.
It's not.
He's like Earth, right? He's like planet Earth.
Yeah, he's like
a spiritual being now.
Yeah, like Alec Holland isn't. Really, this one? It's a whole thing.
Just make him a human. Okay, I want him banging around with Poison.
Well, he doesn't do a lot of banging around. He's like, he lives in the green, they call it.
Yeah.
I mean, I love it. It's very cerebral. It's very twisted. Not at all like the movie or the cartoon.
Right, right.
The movies, the cartoon, and look, they have to.
Yeah.
Scale it back to the bare bones of like he's a scientist that
it's
too much.
Yeah,
there's too much
exactly.
Mm-hmm. And arguably those are easier to follow and maybe even better storytelling because it's not so twisty and turny.
Yep.
But the original, like the Alan Moore run on Swamp Thing and stuff. Yep. Swamp Thing, by the way, was where I think Constantine debuted.
Oh.
Yeah, John Constantine started in that. Anyway, another great. Cartoon for it's not exactly superheroes, but they did fight crime,
right?
With the Rescue Rangers.
Oh,
right,
great choice.
I love the Rescue Rangers, Chip and Dale, but taking them out of the tree. You know what I mean? They're based on Magnum PI and Indiana Jones. That's why Chip and Dale wear Hawaiian shirts and fedoras. Monterey Jack.
Yep.
And he would smell the cheese.
Yeah.
He was definitely a drug addict. Right. Like, he can't say it, but he's a drug addict.
Right.
Zipper was the little fly. Mm-hmm. They're all madly in love with the other rat.
Gadget.
Yeah. Gadget?
She's a smoke show. Yep.
And they're all like trying to impress her. They're always getting into trouble.
I love all the villains. There was like one guy who's like a scientist. He had like red hair. He was like balding red hair. And like, Oh man, there's so many good episodes. One of my favorites. You remember the one they had they go to a cult?
Yes.
And they're all drunk with Cuckoo Cola. It's like, come along, feel the face of Cuckoo Cola.
It's so funny.
You know, it's such a great. Oh man, I love that show. That I know they made a new movie where like they're like
the movie is fantastic.
I didn't.
Here's the plot of that movie.
They only released it on streaming, right?
It's only on Disney Plus. If it's still right there, I know they like rotate things in and out. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. It's great. Don't get me wrong. It's very Roger Rabbit-y.
Right.
So, I mean, I know you love Roger Rabbit, so you'd probably appreciate it. They're not... So Chip and Dale in this are actors.
Right, and you see them like...
Right. And the part they played were the Rescue Rangers. Mm-hmm. And then the show gets canceled, and there's a whole bunch of shit. And the idea is like they want to try and bring the show back.
Right.
And Dale gets like cosmetic surgery, so he's not a cartoon anymore. He's CGI.
Oh.
And the jokes are very much like they're interacting with like live humans and stuff.
Yes.
Do you remember how Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie, there was that controversy? The original version was like terrible. The original Sonic, like the bad version before they redid it, is like at Comic-Con.
Oh.
And he's got like a has-been at a Comic-Con at a table. The original Sonic.
Right.
It's very, very funny. It has a lot of Roger Rabbit vibes. You would like it.
Yeah, I got to check it out.
Sounds you would good. Definitely
so it's
like
a comedy,
it.
Really.
Yeah, it's a comedy. It's a comedy.
All right.
It's nothing to do with fighting crime, really. It's very funny.
This one is from Cartoon Network, PJ.
Okay.
I love this show. Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, that's superheroes, yeah.
Yeah, I just love like Mojo Jojo and
Mojo
like
Jojo's.
And they had like the mayor, like, and I just like I don't know, I just love the comedy in that show and the voice. I think Tara Strong does like Bubbles and Buttercup and Blossom. I just man, I think that show is just so good.
It really is.
It's funny.
Cartoon Network for a while had like a string of hits. Oh, they were like killing it.
Yeah, they had Dexter's Labyrinth, Ed, Edd n Eddy. I mean, they had a
so
murderous
many.
Row at one point, man. Forget
Johnny
about
Bravo.
It. Yeah, I never I liked him. I didn't love
I
him.
I loved Johnny Bravo. I always wanted them to make a live action Johnny Bravo movie with The Rock.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good role for him. Now it's too late. He's too old. But like that was always like, why wouldn't they do this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Samurai Jack, too.
Oh, that was good. That was really
so
good.
So good. But Powerpuff Girls, hilarious. So good. And the woman who basically like wrote for that show, very gifted woman, she did, I guess it's maybe the same, maybe it's an action show you call it now. She remade My Little Pony. She like did like the reboot of it.
Right.
You know, because the one from the 80s was a horrendous cartoon. And because the Toys That Made Us on Netflix. Watch it, folks. It's so good.
Yeah, it's a great show.
And they talk about My Little Pony, and it's a great episode. Amazing. You know, and if you're a guy, you'll appreciate the backstory. But when she got hired to do it, you know, the show was a huge hit. It actually has a big men following. It's called
the Bronies.
There's actually a documentary called Brony.
It's
amazing.
It's something special, isn't it?
Yeah. Breaks your heart, too. Some things are heartbreaking in that. Yeah. Oh, my God. So good. But, yeah. Powerpuff Girls and the guy who plays Q in Star Trek.
Okay.
He does the voice of Discord. He's, like, one of the villains?
Guys
in My Little Pony.
Yeah.
He's a great character. But Powerpuff Girls, nailed it. And, PJ, I have one more.
Okay.
This is another one that's I don't know what you call this. This is other category. Beetlejuice.
That is a great cartoon.
I love that show.
Yeah, I mean it's not a superhero, but what else does it fit in?
Yeah, I think it's just action because he does have to like
they do have to like
solve things. Like
everything's
like, you know, and
I always like when they went into like what is it, the Nether realm, whatever it is, and they were like the cartoon version of it from the movie is it's just great.
Yep.
That is a good one. They have the characters from the movie in it. Lydia's in it.
Lydia's in it, yeah.
I think her parents are in it.
Yeah, and she's more like... Because when I was a kid, I'm trying to think... I think when did Beetlejuice, the Tim Burton's movie come out? Like 88, 87?
It was definitely in the 80s. I'll let you know. I want to say Beetlejuice came out in 88, but... Yeah, 88.
Before, it came out in 88?
88.
Wow, so the year after that...
It was Batman.
Damn.
Yeah.
Even his stretch was crazy. Then we talked about, I think, another episode, but like you had... Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Beetlejuice, Batman. Batman Returns, let's say, then Edward Scissorhands,
then
Ed Wood.
He had a lot, yeah.
Oh, my God. But I just remember like, as a kid, I loved the cartoon. And I think, I can't remember which one I watched first, but I didn't really like their live action, because like he was mean, really, Beetlejuice. Yeah. He was like really more sinister.
I saw the movie first.
Yeah.
I love the movie.
Yeah, the movie's awesome. But as a kid, I didn't like that. Was kind of scary and everything. And you actually don't really see Beetlejuice hardly even in
it. No, he really is. He doesn't show up till like maybe midway through, and even then.
Yeah, he's barely even in it, really. He's really very much of a small character. But the cartoon, I love
it. You know the next movie's going to be terrible, right? The sequel that they're coming out with? There's no reason for this.
Getting bad vibes, man.
Oh, man.
Once I saw Jenna Ortega, I don't know why that turned me off. It seems very, like, get trendy. Like, let's get hair in, you know, and I don't know. I really want to see Michael Keaton, you know, do his thing. I hope he gets more screen time. And I hope he's not, like, you know... If he could be like the one, maybe not as the one like in the cartoon where he's a little bit too friendly because he's friends with Lydia, but they can make him a little bit more of like a, you know, I just want him more on screen. Yeah, basically, that's what I'm
You don't
to
want
say.
Him to be the villain in this one. That's the problem. Like in the first one, he's not the villain, but he's the villain. You know what I mean? Like he's an antagonist, but he's not like the bad villain.
Yeah, yeah.
But in this one, you're like, you kind of need him to be more of like the main attraction.
Exactly.
And I don't know if it's going to be too much.
Right.
That's the thing. Like how much of that is going to, but. Mm-hmm. I'll see it when it comes out. I'll give it a chance.
Yeah, but I love the cartoon. I always liked the part where I think he had like a car, Beetlejuice, and if you got the car met, he like turned into like a werewolf, like some kind of beast. It was so good. I love Beetlejuice. But before PJ and I cut loose, I wanted to talk about voice acting today versus yesteryear.
Okay.
And PJ, I don't know if it's better or it's worse or it's the same. I just feel this. There is something lacking, though, I feel like in today's.
Here's what I think it is. And I think some of them are very good.
Yeah.
In the past, your voice actors were voice actors. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They were manipulating their voice to sound like a character.
Mm-hmm.
It was different. Now, the cartoons they come out with, especially when they're animated movies, not so much TV shows, but animated movies, they're just casting, like, actors that are, like, screen actors.
Yep.
And they're just like, you sound like you could be Batman, and then that's how you get, what's the guy's, I can't think of his name, Jensen Ackles from Supernatural. He's in The Boys. He has done many a movie as Batman's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason they do that is because the fans always wanted to see Jensen Ackles be Batman on screen.
Yeah.
There was a big push for him to be, like, Batman in the Smallville show or... You know, whatever, just give him a version of Batman. And so they cast him in the cartoon because everyone likes his voice. He's got that deep voice. Yeah. I don't mind him as an actor or anything. He's not my favorite. He's not my least favorite. I watch Supernatural.
Yeah.
He doesn't come across as a voice actor, though.
Yeah.
There's a difference between being a screen actor and being a voice actor. When you're acting and emoting on a screen with your cast members next to you, it's a lot different than just being alone in a booth recording just your voices. And I think that's where it falls flat sometimes, is these people are in a booth by themselves recording just their lines and getting a line read from somebody else so they know when to react. But they're not, if you're not trained to be a voice, I'm not, right?
Yep.
I couldn't be a voice actor. I couldn't be a screen actor. I couldn't act at all. But these people are trained they're not trained to be alone in a room.
Yeah.
Where the voice actors are. And I think that's why the voices suffer a little bit.
Yeah. I just feel like, you know, back in the day, Disney, especially like their monster hits like Aladdin, Little Mermaid, they had a voice actor. And then they actually got a Broadway singer to do the
singing and stuff.
And I know they did it with Frozen. They got Adele Dazeem, whatever her name is, Idina Menzel, whatever name. Ever since John Travolta, I still can't get her name wrong. But it's too much of the celebrity voices, man. And like, I like this guy a lot, but I think Chris Pratt.
He's everywhere.
I did not want him to be. I love the Super Mario movie.
I think he did a good job in it.
He did a good job. I just think they could have. From what I think of Chris Pratt and his voice, I think of now Lego Movie, because he was perfect for that role as the Lego guy.
Yeah.
I don't know the character's name, but he was perfect. I don't know. I feel like I didn't really like his doing that voice. You know?
I didn't mind it. He didn't sound like the video game, but also, if he sounded like that for the whole movie, you'd
want
to like.
No, I don't want that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You just can't get somebody else, like anybody else.
He's gonna be Garfield, you know.
That exactly. Why is he doing the voice of Garfield?
I don't know. They should just got Bill Murray again.
Yeah, anyone. I'm just saying, get anyone else to do it. You have to pick him all the time.
But yeah, he's gonna be the voice of Garfield next.
You know. I mean, like certain celebrities, like just I just nailed like Bradley Cooper as Rocket. I mean, he nails it. But
he was on set, I believe, when they filmed the movies.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought Jim Gunn's brother filled in.
Maybe. Like, I don't know. Like, I think there were parts where he was there.
And then he just reread the dialogue.
Maybe you're right.
Or maybe after the second and third, he was on set. Yeah.
Because
you know?
I don't think he was like... I think he knew how to react to the, mm-hmm. to what was going on. I don't think he was completely separate. I don't know. Right. I just feel like... I watch all the DC animated movies they still come mm-hmm. out with because they produce a bunch of
right.
them. And they got like Darren Criss to be Superman in one of them. And Darren Criss, for the people who don't know him, was in he was in Glee. He was in a couple of other things. Yeah. But Glee, I think, is his big role. He's okay. He's just okay.
Right.
He's not a voice actor. I think there's a big difference. And mm-hmm. they don't. I don't know. I agree with you. The voices aren't as strong as they used to be.
Yeah.
There are some that do a really good job. Like Mark Hamill wasn't a voice actor. He was a screen actor, but happened to have a skill for this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some people just can't do it. I think it's a much different atmosphere to mm-hmm. be in a booth
by yourself.
Or it
just feels like a cash grab, like all these celebrity names is gonna somehow make it better. But I'll say this, I'll end on this note. Know who's got the easiest paycheck for a voice actor?
Vin Diesel?
Yes! You bastard, you got it.
Yeah.
I am
Groot.
Now, would you know this? Because in the first one, spoiler alert, he dies. Groot dies.
Yeah.
He explodes. Now, all the other ones, is he still doing the voice and they just do a pitch down? Like they just repitch it so it's more of a kid? Like a high pitch?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Vin Diesel doing the voice. I think they probably do that.
Wow. Even that, because you want him for his voice, So. But yeah, folks, thanks for going us down memory lane of these great, great cartoons. And I'll say most of these are still great to watch. They stood the test of time, maybe except for Swamp Thing. But
I don't know if it holds up, but it's still fun to watch.
Right.
I mean, there's no reason. We didn't even talk about some of the really good ones, too, that like we spoke about Batman, the animated series, and Superman. We didn't even get to Batman Beyond.
Right. Yeah. These are. Right.
There's so many good ones.
There's so many. Mm-hmm.
He-Man.
Oh. And I'm trying to exclude even anime. Like, I would love to talk about
it. Oh, there's so many.
Even that. So, but there's tons. But yeah, I miss talking about this stuff at the lunch table.
Yeah. Sounds like we're going to revisit this topic again because there are more cartoons we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. We'll probably do a full Batman the Animated Series episode.
We have to. Yeah. It's too much.
Maybe that whole universe gets an episode. We might have to talk about Batman the Animated Series, Superman, the Justice League, Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
Static Shock.
Not a fan.
Wow, that's part of the same universe.
You're shocked.
I am shocked. I am shocked that you are not a Static fan. Everyone likes Static Shock.
Mm-hmm. I think it's bad. It just didn't turn me on.
All right, fair mm-hmm. enough.
Actually, you know what? Before we go, know what show I used to hate? I used to always turn it off. Johnny Quest, and there was
can't stand Haji. Yeah, your friend Haji.
That and know what show sucked too? It was like the Pirates of Dark Water or some shit. Like you know, what I'm
I remember
about?
That one. There
like,
was.
It's like, get this crap off.
There was a all right, we're going to talk about a cartoon we hate. Give me one second. I got to say. There was a Peter Pan cartoon.
I have no memory of this.
It was a Peter Pan cartoon in the 90s. Yeah. I got to try. He wore red. He didn't wear green.
I have no memory.
It was terrible. Hold on. Here it is. Peter Pan, the animated series from 1989, I think it was.
Oh, my gosh.
It's terrible. If you want to talk about bad. Oh, no, that's not even the one. It's the one from 1990. Peter Pan and the Pirates. That's the one. Watch this. You never saw that? He wears, like, red and brown. He's not the Disney Peter Pan. It's almost impossible to sit through. It's terrible.
I have no memory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
This sounds terrible. But no, I know we're going extended hours at our lunch period.
We're
going
to be late to class.
No, it was a really good show. Remember the show Reboot? It was like a computer animated show.
Yes.
And he has to fight like Dot Matrix or something. Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All those things were, oh man.
We're going to make an episode of our least favorite cartoons. We're going to have to do that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's a good one.
We'll do our least favorite cartoons. Mm-hmm. But I think that bell keeps ringing. So,
Yeah, folks, you know the deal. Same time, same table.
Have a good one.
Boys and girls, lunchtime is over. For more information, visit their website at coolkidslunchtable.podbean.com. Follow the boys on all social media platforms. Just search Cool Kids Lunch Table Podcast. Now get to class before you get detention.